Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Cleaning up Roosevelt Avenue. In the wake of a story 1010 Winds helped expose, authorities have stepped up efforts against gangs, cartels, and human trafficking in that area.
As we've been reporting, residents and business owners here in the Roosevelt Avenue corridor have simply had enough.
Roosevelt Avenue has been covered by 1010 Winds for the last 6 or 7 weeks because of the level of criminality, the wave of lawlessness, hundreds of streetwalkers, the cartels, the criminal gangs.
That's Queens District Leader Hiram Montserrat. He's telling us now that just days after the coalition sent a letter to Governor Hochul asking for 100 state troopers to supplement the NYPD presence, they showed up on Tuesday.
I was told by some of the supervisors there that they're going to be here for some time. This is the first time that I have ever, in over 30 years of experience in this community, ever seen state troopers on Roosevelt Avenue.
And again, this is a situation we will continue to cover. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Jackson Heights.
Mayor Adams and top city public safety officials were out with Operation Restore Roosevelt last night.
And we're here on Roosevelt Avenue to say no more, to ensure that people are able to enjoy their community. This is a hard-working community.
The effort's part of a 90-day push to clean up the area. A sexual predator's on the loose in the Bronx. Police want your help finding the man who attacked a 25-year-old woman around 1 a.m. Sunday. Victim walking near Webster Avenue and East Moshaloo Parkway South in the Norwood section when the man just attacked and sexually assaulted her. She was taken to the hospital in stable condition. He ran off. Police have released photos and video. That'll be up soon at 1010winds.com. Anyone with info is urged to call Crime Stoppers. Police want your help finding the guy who beat a man with a skateboard on the subway in Queens. This happened around 3 a.m. on September 16th. The victim was on a southbound E train coming into the Continental Avenue Forest Hill station. Guy just came up to him, started to pick his pocket. The victim began recording with his phone, and the guy grabbed a skateboard from another strap hanger and whacked him in the head. Victim taken to the hospital in stable condition. Suspect ran. Police have released photos and urge anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. The NYPD is working to stop a series of muggings in Times Square, and they believe young migrants are to blame. 1010 Winds' Roger Stern has the story in this report from the crossroads of the world.
Kathleen, police say they're a subset of the Tren de Aragua gang. They're recruited in shelters, and Assistant Chief of Detective Jason Savino says Times Square is their ground zero.
They stuck to pickpockets, then they graduated to snatches, soon after scooter crime.
He says 20 members, one as young as 11, have been arrested at least 50 times, but they're right back out on the street.
They do get court dates, but they are afforded the opportunity to participate in programs, things like that. What does that do? It certainly creates an atmosphere of empowerment.
But the chief of detectives adds, we will conquer them. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Times Square.
A new study suggests some New Yorkers don't want to see more police on the streets, but more effort on housing, education, and health care. CUNY's We Deserve to Be Safe study looked at heavily policed neighborhoods over 4 years. Associate Professor Brett Stout tells 1010 Winds.
I just think our study gives a counter-narrative to the idea that, or the belief that, policing is synonymous with safety. And what we learned is that for many folks in the most heavily policed neighborhoods in New York City, they're asking for a radically different understanding of safety.
Stout says people were especially concerned about mental health crises, with many wanting to have an agency other than the NYPD as a first responder. A new appointment at City Hall as Mayor Adams works to shore up his unraveling administration.
As the new deputy mayor for public safety, Chauncey Parker plans to continue what he calls a key collaboration with nearby law enforcement agencies.
All these different partners come together, look at the same map at the same time, and work together to achieve that that North Star of ending gun violence.
In light of subpoenas, investigations, and resignations, Mayor Adams says this is part of restructuring his administration.
The goal to restore trust, which we have to do every day, is delivery of services, and that's what we're doing.
The mayor says he continues his conversations with Governor Hochul, who has urged him to clean house. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
For continuing coverage of the federal investigations into Mayor Adams, stay with 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. It was a rough night for fires across the area. One person died early today after an overnight apartment fire in Brighton Beach. Details still coming in, but authorities say this broke out at 3111 Brighton's 3rd Street early today. It came just hours after a 3-alarmer in Newark. One person hurt there, dozens of people out of their homes. The flames broke out in a vacant home around 5 p.m. on Montgomery Avenue on the Irvington-Newark line, quickly spread through 4 nearby homes. One man, who authorities describe as elderly, was hurt and taken to the hospital. No word so far on his condition. 9 families, 26 adults and 4 kids, forced out of their homes. This victim told Channel 7 he was at work when it happened, and he's lost everything.
Seeing it now, there's nothing, and I got my document, everything is just there. Everything I've had. So this is just all that I'm left with right now.
Fire crews got the flames under control within about 2 hours. No word so far on a cause. 3 people were hurt in a dog attack on Long Island yesterday, including a little girl airlifted to the hospital. Nassau police say this call came in just before 12:30 p.m. from a home on Lantern Road in Hicksville. Authorities say 2 dogs were involved. Officers managed to secure them without calling in animal control. 2 adult women taken to the hospital with leg injuries. The 11-year-old girl was airlifted to Cohen's Children's Hospital with facial injuries. There's a rally at the Amazon warehouse in Queens today. Drivers who joined the Teamsters Union last month now demand the online giant come to the bargaining table and negotiate a contract. State Senator Jessica Ramos, the head of the Labor Committee, tells 1010 Winds.
We want Amazon to be able to recognize the union and these workers' wishes to come to the negotiating table with Amazon and negotiate a contract for the wages and benefits they deserve, but especially for the safety precautions.
Ramos, State Senator John Liu, Representative Grace Meng, and more local leaders plan to attend in support. No comment so far from Amazon. You know it now. It is a great week to be a Yanks or a Mets fan. 1010 Winds' Mark Renee now has all the nitty-gritty game details.
Yeah, Kathleen, we're in a stretch of 5 nights in a row with home playoff games, and Aaron Boone's Bronx Bombers made the most of their first 2 games at the stadium, following up Monday night with a 6-3 win before the ALCS shifts to Cleveland.
You know, it's just, you got to keep moving. We need 2 more here, but we can't get ahead of ourselves. You know, we just talked about it, it's 1 game at a time. And, excited to hand Clark the ball in game 3 and hopefully try and get another one.
Referring to Clark Schmidt, after ace Garrett Cole couldn't get out of the 5th inning last night in his start.
It was all right. Ben, don't break. Clay picked us up. That was huge.
As Clay Holmes got out of a bases loaded one-out jam, and Aaron Judge's 2-run homer in the 7th put the icing on the cake. Meantime, the Mets tonight will host game 3 of the NLCS against the Dodgers. Mark Renee, 1010 Win Sports on 92.3 FM.
It's Wednesday, and you know what that means.
You think you're top dog.
Yeah, it's another round of semifinal voting in the race for honorary dog mayor of the city. This week, Bertram the Pomeranian versus Toby the Silky Terrier. You can vote in the polls on Facebook and Instagram stories at Dog Mayor NYC. We'll have the results tomorrow. After that, it's another 2 weeks in this March Madness-style race until you choose the final 2 contenders. For all the info, go to dogmayornyc.com.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.